The most outrageous reality show of all time is back with a vengeance. Bridezillas.
You agreed that there would be no other bride.
Meet the newest batch of badass brides.
You ruined your own wedding.
It's an all-new epic reboot.
I just need you to tell me that it's going to be beautiful.
It should be like this, but it's like this.
Embrace yourself, because there's no cyberbully like a bridezilla.
I will destroy you on social media.
And this season, the families are epic.
Tanner, if you would have got that damn boob job, this dress would fit.
We are not talking about a boob job right now.
The fighting is epic.
Go get my stuff!
Even the fails are epic.
Get out of my face. Ooh, damn, what?
With everyone posting, watching, judging their every move, these bridezillas are about to learn payback's a bitch.
You can't get away with it.
Who has a wedding and don't think they have to pay for it?
Karma's about to bite you in the ass.
I'm crying on my wedding day.
Get ready for the all-new Bridezillas.
I'm getting married for the rest of my life. I'm getting married. That's a long time.
This is the best day of my life, can't you tell?
The all-new season of Bridezillas, Friday, March 2nd at 10, only on WeTV.
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass, ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.
Episode 310, this is the wedding edition. Till death do you part.
That's right. This one goes out to Jimmy the Saint and everybody out there for the wedding party that partook in the festivities.
Oh yeah. Congratulations to Jimmy, but It's so funny, like, being married to a woman. Dude.
Is it different than being married to a man?
I don't know. And, thinking about the gays, I will not say that. But anyway, we're going to hear a lot of married tracks, a lot of wedding tracks. And, I love the fucking weddings. They're the greatest thing ever. I love going to the weddings and the party. But being married is a completely different story.
Well, and I will add to that, being married to someone that does event planning for weddings, I can say that being a guest at a wedding is a lot of fun.
Oh, being a guest is right? Awesome. But the also just the funny expectations of being married. I think it's better than not being married, you know? Especially if you love the person, but man, it is fucking rough.
It is. It's truly rough.
Especially if, like, basically if you never worked or something, it would be a completely different story. Or, like, I can't even imagine if you were, like, some independently wealthy fuck and just had some, like, let's go to the Riviera today, honey. Like,
or, like, imagine if you're, like, a regular person who's, like, finally starting to make it, right? And, like, their chance to, like, finally make it, and shit goes all sideways, and, like, they're like, oh, it's, like, canceled. You don't get shit for, like, 2 more weeks. Like, how are you going to pay your bills? How are you going to do this? You know?
Yeah. Pretty crazy. And,
That happened to the man, the myth, the legend, Mark Ripley, the Flamingo.
Okay.
Just recently.
I'm not aware.
He basically, screwed some deal with like Amazon Music and was gonna have his own show like on their Twitch channel.
They canceled that.
No. So many people were on the server that it crashed and they couldn't like support it, the volume of interest. And so they had to like shut it down. So they had to push it back 2 weeks.
What an interesting podcasting right there. This is like an all-time low on Ryan Retreat in history. Mark Ripley, like, what the hell? We need better than that, you fucking motherfucker. Anyway.
They jerked off in the salad.
That's a good... Nobody eats a salad, so no one cares.
Yeah.
Maybe Callie does. Anyway.
Is that an anchovy paste?
It's paste. We're getting wasted. And we're married. And I haven't worn my wedding ring for literally like 6 months. I dug it out of the fucking copper.
Oh, shit. Like, and I brought the wedding ring out for the wedding.
Yeah, I was getting you for it. Which is understandable, because he wears it every day. But anyway, Jimmy's wedding, I can't wait for tomorrow, and it's so funny. Like, renting the wedding rent venue when we got married was like such a fucking nightmare, dude.
Oh, I can
organizing the food, organizing it all. I did it in like 2 days, and was like, nope, that's fine. This works. Whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just finish.
Like, but they had it so much worse. Like, they had to deal with the whole pandemic.
Oh, yeah. They had it so much worse. It was 2 years in the making. I feel terrible that, you know, that they had to go through that.
Yeah.
Like, their wedding venue got canceled a few times, right?
Yep.
Anyway. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We appreciate you. It's 12 years later. We're going to play some more music now.
And we almost started to puke on this one. Treason.
Good job, Gower.
Have you ever been to American wedding? Where's the vodka? Where is marinated herring? Where are the musicians that got the taste? Where is the supply that's gonna last 3 days? Where is the band that like fanfare? Gonna keep it going 24 hours! She's patching up the chords. Everybody's full of cake, staring at the floor. Proper couples start to mumble that it's time to go. People gotta get up early and they gotta go. Boyfriend, and this whole thing of being is one huge disappointment. And nothing gets these things going, not even Gypsy Kings. Nobody talks about my super theory of super everything. Ding, ding, ding. So be Donald Trump or be an anarchist. Make sure that your wedding doesn't end up like this. I understand the cultures of a different kind, but here word celebration just doesn't come to mind!
Gonna keep it going 24 hours. right up in the face there, Dave.
I don't want to breathe.
But you should be proud of yourself. Do you have any idea how hard it is to land a girl who's as sexually enlightened as Heidi is? A girl like that comes around, what, once every 100 years?
I wasn't looking for a girl like that.
Well, Columbus wasn't looking for America, my man, but that seems to work out for everybody, didn't it? You're here. You know what I mean?
Hey, I just want to thank you guys one last time for being here. It's the best day ever.
Don't even start with me. Thank me. Okay, you need to walk away from this ASAP.
What?
You need to get out, Frankie. Well, this is it, Frank. It's now or never. You need to get out of here while you're still single.
I'm not single.
She's 30 yards away from you. You're still single right now.
Come on. This is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Once you give that 6 months, you don't think that's going to change? I got a wife, kids. Do I sound like a happy guy to you, Frankie? There's my wife. Now, see that? Always smiling. Hi, honey. Judging, watching. Look at the baby. Look at the baby.
She's coming down the aisle, Beanie. Let it go.
All right, let me be the first to say congratulations to you, then. You get one vagina for the rest of your life. You're smart, Frank. Better work with you.
See me.
say quick as pizza on its way.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson, look out Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson, go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play your hand, you big talk, and then make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson, go comb your hair.
Honey, I'm gonna snowball Jackson.
See if I can.
When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson, you turn loose of my coat, 'cause I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all.
That's a fact. Yeah, we're going to Jackson. Ain't never coming back. Well, we got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. Honey, we've been talking about
in a pawn shop in Chicago, on a sunny summer day, a couple gazes at the wedding rings, their own display.
She smiles and nods her head as he says, "Honey, that's for you. It's not much, but it's the best that I can do."
Golden ring,
golden ring,
with one tiny little stone
waiting.
Someone to take me home by itself.
By itself,
it's just a cold metallic thing. Only love can make a golden wedding ring. In a little wedding chapel, later on that afternoon, an old upright piano plays that old familiar tune.
Tears roll down her cheeks and happy thoughts run through her head as he whispers low, "With this ring I do wed."
Golden ring,
golden ring,
with one tiny little stone,
shining ring,
shining ring. Now at last it's found a home by itself.
By itself,
it's just a cold metallic thing. Only love can make a golden wedding ring. In a small two-room apartment, as they fight the final round, he says, "You want it.
I know you're leaving town.
She says one thing's for certain, I don't love you anymore, and throws down the ring as she walks out the door.
Golden ring, with one tiny little stone cast aside, like the love that's been gone.
By itself,
it's just a cold metallic thing. Only love can make a golden wedding.
In a pawn shop in Chicago, on a sunny summer day, a couple gazes at the wedding rings there on display. Golden ring.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry, and they will say it's elementary. Try, try, try to separate them. It's an illusion.
Episode 310, Till Death Do You Part.
Yeah, I mean, here we are. We made it through it. We're still here.
The marriage edition.
We're still making podcasts. We're married by the podcast.
Yep, we are partying it up, and it's a parade of cars on the fucking beach, and it's ridiculous. Like, they can just do this for hours. Like, what the fuck? What are we living in? There's no beach when I was a kid. Just want to get nostalgic for a bit. I went here multiple times. I was like,
man, it goes confession.
That's not even confession. It should be, man of memories, man of memories, man of memories, man of memories.
If you can remember.
I do remember it. Anyway, there was a main strip where there's like a pier in Pismo. It was like probably 1989 or 90. I came here for like a weekend.
Found the hot tub.
It's
right here.
Did they put
this towel
on?
Ladies found the hot tub.
Anyway, make a long story short, it was this badass arcade. I was like 10 years old or 9 years old. And like all these, just like in Pismo Beach, like on the main drag. And like we hit some restaurant. And I just remember going to some arcade and like playing all the games. And like coming down and it's like skate and surf and like, you know what I mean? Like, just
yeah,
I've always loved this place ever since. And I really haven't been downtown here. Oh no, actually I made my wife go downtown the last time I was here, but you know, this is a completely different experience. And,
like I was saying, like, on our way down here, I was saying to Mrs. DJ Gower that, like, this is a sweet little surf town, like, that's been unvarnished by all the bullshit, like, what a classic surf town should be like, you know, like...
Oh, yeah, I used to love this place, and it's so funny, and shout out to Cayucas, which I wish you would be there. The most undeveloped piece of the coast there was. I had the privilege of staying at the last time in this area, you know, 2 times ago, and, man, so awesome, dude. Anyway, we're gonna play some more music. Holy man for money. We both signed up.
Till death do us part.
Yeah, we're still struggling through that. We both signed up. Give me the same place for a crime.
And the death of treason.
Hey little sister, who's your Superman? Hey little sister, shotgun. It's a
nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Ow.
Tonight, I would I love you for all the brides, if you have that bridezilla in you, I say don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed to let it out when you need to.
All right.
And that's why instead of singing Rihanna's hit song, Under My Umbrella, Young Jeffrey's You Could Be a Bridezilla.
Ah.
Ooh, I can see how that works. Okay.
All right. So for all the brides out there.
A lot
I
of them.
Feel you.
90% of our audience
engaged.
I'm going to point when I'm ready. Points. Cheer. Good bride's gone bad. Hey, her mind's gone snap. Bridezilla, where you at? About to tie the knot and marry the guy you want. Picked out your diamond ring, returned the one he bought.
Oh.
Laid out the seating chart, it's like a work of art. And if anything's out of place, somebody's getting maced.
Oh.
Because when you're a bride, you're under pressure. Spent months putting things together, picking out saucer plates again. Your fiancé barely contributing. Every day another stressor. Wedding hashtag don't impress her. Garter belt made of polyester. Go on and unleash your bridezilla. Zilla, zilla, eh, eh, eh. Let me see your bridezilla. Zilla, zilla, eh, eh, eh. You could be the new Attila. Tilla, tilla, eh, eh, eh. Hotter than a quesadilla. Dilla, dilla, eh, 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 eh. The florist cries as you spit in her eyes. You said white lilies, not these dumb peonies. And lately you've been mouthing off to your soon-to-be mom-in-law. 'Cause the welcome catalog was written in the wrong font. Because the pictures you take will last forever. No ring light, pull out your dagger. Threaten the camera guy again. Tell your pregnant sister, try to suck it in. Soon you're yelling at the maid of honor. She forgot the lemon in your water. Time for her to meet your inner monster. Time for you to bring out Bridezilla. Zilla, zilla, eh, eh, eh. Just like MJ and Thriller. Thriller, thriller, eh, eh, eh. Her scream can shatter any mirror. Mirror, mirror, eh, eh, eh. Wedding planner, change career. Era, era, eh, 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 eh. You planned out the whole music log, but the DJ played it wrong. It's supposed to be hearing your Alicia Keys right now. Candle placement on the floor better match your Pinterest board. Because grandma's blush is the wrong complexion. Uninvite her from the reception. Better not get dirt on your train. Let the bridesmaids know that it is Vera Wang. No one else can wear your color. Flower girl trying to steal your thunder. Toss her tiara right in the gutter. She not gonna flex on Bridezilla. Zilla, zilla, eh, eh, eh. Crueler than Cruella de Vil. Villa, villa, eh, eh, eh. The cake is not the right vanilla. Nilla, nilla, eh, eh, eh. Never take a chiller pilla. Villa, villa, eh, 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 eh. Ooh, maintenance, maintenance. A little high maintenance, maintenance. No need to be behaved, 'cause it's your wedding day. Keep complaining, plaining. Oh no, now it's raining, raining. You think the safest bet is to postpone again. Okay.
Okay. Oh, yeah!
I tell you, those flower girls can steal your thunder.
Yeah. I know.
They're so cute.
They can be too cute.
Often also in white.
Yeah.
Real issue.
I know. What's their problem?
How dare they wear a tiara?
And especially if you're pregnant at a wedding, you better suck it in, girl.
That's what I'm saying.
You're not upstage her.
To the chapel and we're gonna get married. Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married. I really love you.
episode 310. This is To Ryan Death Do Us Part, the marriage edition.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We've been through a lot.
Yeah, I'm a divorced guy. He just got remarried like 6 years ago as a part of that. It's been pretty good for the most part, but it's a complete struggle. Satisfying life and the alternative of being alone, I think it's worse. But sometimes I think of the single life and you can do whatever
how
you want.
How much worse it would be, yeah, exactly.
Well, but you can do whatever you want. No, strength is that.
But at the same time, like, it's really good to have someone that grounds you and keeps you, like, you know, like, on track or, like,
also, I think of the most successful men in history, and they had a badass woman behind them.
Exactly.
Who never got the credit, but, like, she fucking, you know, stepped into the play to be a powerful fucking
couple.
Badass shit, and the vehicle still drive off Prismos.
It's out of control,
what is
man.
Happening?
It's like 10 o'clock at
I
night.
I feel like
they're
we're
still
in
fucking
LA,
night.
And this is like
the cool hip thing we did.
Or
like
just
the
getting
like
right
out
whatever
there.
It's cruising around. Like, come on, man.
That's
crazy.
It's
going to smash the probably $20 worth of glass on the bar, but it'll probably cost me $5.
Right.
Absolutely, and we're in rental. We're finally, you know, it's amazing. And 12 years later, we're still dominating rametry.
That that's what we do.
It's super hard.
It's brutal. That's my voice, man.
And we just it all. And we're not driving on the beach, obviously. We're just a couple of guys watching people there on the beach. And we're excited for Jimmy's wedding tomorrow. And you know, this will be posted like 2 weeks after he's married, probably.
It's going to be great.
Because I have
we're
really
like, wow, we
are
wasted.
Yeah. And can't wait to wear my shoes tomorrow. Can't wait to dress up. Because Jimmy deserves it. He's been trying to get married for 3 years. That's of course another girl.
Yep. I mean, like, they were supposed to be married like 3 months after the world shut down or something. It was crazy.
But be careful what you wish.
Oh.
Well, but it's okay. It's not a bad relationship. I think it's just, you know, it's a weird fucking dynamic. And not that bad.
Well, it's just not your scene, so it's weird to you.
I mean, just get married, you know. Definitely, you have to, like, do stuff to make them happy, keep them happy. You know, sex is a major component. You gotta bone them, or they're gonna leave you, pretty much, you know.
Or it could be the other way around.
You know what I mean? It's just
it could be the other way around, too.
It's funny
thing,
how that comes
know.
Up constantly. You gotta do your thing and try to make it work. And for me, I'm very happy. I'm glad it's working.
There it is.
And for you, how about Gowers? Just say how your marriage is going. So I'm only 6 years in. You're 12 years in, right?
More than.
I mean, to the marriage, though. It's like 20 years in.
22 years in.
But how much is the marriage?
Married in 08. So, was it 14 years?
Yeah, he's been married for 14 years, and he's happy he is, right?
Hell yeah, man. I love my wife. Like, I married my wife because she's my best friend, and we have a lot of fun together, and we do a lot of shit. And yeah, we spend a lot of time together, so we get on each other's nerves, and we can get at each other and shit. But you know what? Like, I feel like that's healthy. Like, you know, it's like, that's family. Like, you can tell someone, fuck you, and then I love you, and like, and it's all good.
That's great, and we're going to close up the show. Thanks for listening. And yeah, dude, Gower, he's an ideal husband. And,
I don't know about that. But
Jimmy's about to be one, and I'll
Saturday of 2 hours, husbandry. Right.
And 310 episodes of
Honey, I know it's your worst nightmare. I'm up here, your dad, and I just want to get the old band together if that's okay with you. Do you mind, sweetie? All right, don't be embarrassed. Can I get the rest of the guys up here? Greg, Steve, Lyle, come on.
Hey, go easy on us, guys. This is our first gig since, like, 1983.
Well, I'd like to say something.
Who's this old guy?
You know, I can't believe we're up here after 25 years. We were very different guys back then.
You could say that again. But this feels right, sharing our music with this wonderful young couple.
Yes. I guess when you get right down to it, rock and roll always endures.
Unlike my prostate.
I hear that. I got issues too.
All right.
This thing get heavier?
All right, let's do this. Madeline, my little Maddie, I'm so proud of you. And I hope Dad doesn't make too much of a fool of himself up here. All right, it's with all my love. You guys ready? Here we go.
Shield over my
invitation that you sent me. You wanted me to see you change your name. I couldn't stand to see you wed another. But dear, I hope you're happy just the same. Wedding bells are ringing in the chapel. That should be ringing now for you and me. Down the aisle with someone else you're walking. Those wedding bells will never ring for me. I planned a little cottage in the valley. I even bought a little band of gold. I thought someday I'd place it on your finger. But now the future looks so dark and cold. Wedding bells are ringing in the chapel. I hear the children laughing now with glee. At home alone I hang my head in sorrow. For wedding bells will never ring for me. I fancy that I see a bunch of roses. A blossom from an orange tree in your hair. While the organ plays, I love you truly. Please let me pretend that I am there. Wedding bells are ringing in the chapel. Ever since the day you set me free.
He's not on the list, but Luca Brasi wants to see.
I knew someday that you would wed another. But wedding bells will never ring.
Is this necessary? He didn't expect to be invited to the wedding, so we wanted to thank you.
Don Corleone, I am honored and grateful that you have invited me to your daughter's wedding. On the day of your daughter's wedding. And I hope that their first child be a masculine child.
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass, ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.